Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hey, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, here's one from Nancy Profit.
I'm an executive business coach with Profit Management Solutions. I always say that people are leaders regardless of their title. Title has nothing to do with your leadership. And that really came to fruition for me in an understanding way as I worked in a big corporate environment here in South Florida. We were able to get packages picked up and delivered absolutely positively overnight. Well, then that means you must know the company. Yes, FedEx. After I'd gotten out of college and started with FedEx, when you want to go into management, you go through an Aspire program in which you spend a year or two doing different facets of management. They then put you into a regular training program in which you meet monthly, quarterly, and yearly as you go up the ladder. I had also had management training taken, organizational development, organizational management, leadership classes when I was working on my MBA. In college. With that, I remember early on in my career as a manager working with a team of people in a very hot warehouse here in South Florida, in the Fort Lauderdale area, actually. And we were sorting freight, meaning we would put the freight on the containers at night to ship out on the airplanes. And as couriers came in off the road, we'd unload their trucks and we would load them into containers. There were people who were hired to load those containers. We were short of people, so I thought I would help my team. As a manager, I thought the best thing I could do is jump in and start loading containers because we were short of people. And I loaded containers for 2 or 3 days with my team at night thinking I was doing the right thing. At one point, some of my employees came to me and they said, Nancy, you know, we really do appreciate that you're in here doing what we would do to make it happen and to be sure that the airplanes leave on time. But the fact is, you're really not helping us. And I was quite surprised. I thought, gosh, I'm sweating along with the best of them, if you will. Why would that not be looked at as helping them? And interestingly enough, I asked them, what do you mean? I'm in the containers with you at night. And they said, well, that's the problem. We don't need you helping us to load freight. We need you to help us find people to load freight. We appreciate that you're willing to jump in, but we need you to be the boss. We need you to be standing out, orchestrating what's happening on this sort, making sure the containers are filled properly, but at the same time making sure we have the right staffing. The amount of time you spend loading containers, that's time you could be out interviewing people to help us do a better job. We need people. We don't need you to be the replacement. And that was a real eye-opener for me. And in a very polite, nice way, my staff had told me, as much as you think you're helping us, you're really not, because that's not what we need from a manager. That's not what we need from our leader. We need our leader to let us do what we need to do, but to provide us the resources and the tools to do that good job. And jumping in and being one of them was certainly not the way to be a leader. As I look out, when am I supposed to be helping? How am I supposed to be helping my teams? And what does that look like to them? And knowing now to stop long enough to say, is this a help or is this not a help? Is this something that you need my attention on, or is it something that I'm possibly micromanaging you on? And that story from many years ago in loading containers instead of hiring people to load containers has been a real catalyst for my leadership style over the next 20 years. I am now an executive coach for the last 14 years and have taken numerous leadership and management classes through International Coaching Federation, through Resource Associates Corporation, their coaching academies, all dealing with leadership and the leadership process itself.
Nancy Profit with a story about becoming an effective manager.
This is a cautionary tale, if I ever heard one. It is a leader expressing her vulnerability, expressing how much she had to learn from her followers, from her employees. And I think that is such an unusual thing to have somebody say, you know, I was in charge, but I learned from them.
It seems, in my experience, that to be a good manager, you have to learn on the job. It's not something they could teach you in school.
I think perhaps, like many things, it's partly you learn some skills and partly you learn from experience. I mean, in this case, Nancy had some leadership training, but then she needed to learn on the job. She needed to learn those practical skills that come from being in a situation.
It must have been tough for those workers to tell the boss, get out of here.
Yeah, and I hate to read too much into somebody else's story, but, you know, sometimes what we bring to the table as listeners completes the story in the way that we need it to be completed. So maybe this is only my own reading of it, but it seems like this is a really good story, particularly for many women leaders, because women, even in 2017, are expected to be nurturing, to be helpful, or at least more so than many men. So here was Nancy thinking, my role is not to snap my fingers. It's not to be the queen or the king or, you know, tell them what they should do. It's to get into the trenches. Like she said, I thought I was doing a really good thing. And she learned that getting your hands dirty in that way and helping in that way and getting onto the same level is not always a good thing. That may be counterintuitive for many women. I felt it was counterintuitive for me. I would have done exactly what she did. And I wouldn't have been, and I have not been, the most effective leader.
Where were you leading people?
Well, don't tell anybody, Michael, but I was chair of the National Storytelling Network, my professional organization, and I didn't do the most effective job. And what I learned in my tenure there was it takes a lot to be a leader. Some of us look up at our leaders and say, oh, if only we could sit in the corner office, if only we could make the big bucks, if only we could tell people what to do. Well, I learned a very, very tough lesson during that time. It is not easy. Not everybody can do it. And I think this story demonstrates that very well.
It sounds like she got along well with her workers.
Very well. Just the fact, as you said, that they could say this to her in a polite and very respectful way. They could say, you know, we need you to do something else. I think says everything about the kind of leader she was as well. So I hope, listening to this story, we don't feel that she was totally ineffective, because that's not true at all. She was obviously extremely effective, if only in the way that she kept the lines of communication open. But I think also she showed that she had room to grow.
She learned that she can get a lot more work done by doing her job and not other people's jobs.
Exactly. And I think another thing that's so interesting about this story is that it is a leadership story. And Nancy is right now working on a book about storytelling and leadership, which is a huge field. Storytelling in business, storytelling in leadership, very, very important. It's done at Nike. It has been done at the World Bank.
Well, how does storytelling enter into leadership?
There are many ways, but here's a perfect example. Sharing your own stories, your own experiences, so that she might use this story, for example, when she's talking to other leaders and helping them grow.
Well, thank you for bringing that story in, Karen. If our listeners would like to share their South Florida story, how can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email at cneile, that's C-N as in Nancy, E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Our website also has contact information, as well as archived stories. Go to wlrn.org, click radio, and the Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.